Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Love Live Rock Remit Reality Radio. That was Golden Resurrection with Standing on the Rock to start RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections, the nightly doers of the word love fellowship gathering where we answer the question, are we in the Ruach HaKodesh or are we in the evil spirits yucca flesh as we reflect on our day today? We start each podcast at 7:07 p.m. Pacific, 8:07 p.m. Mountain, 9:07 p.m. Central, and 10:07 p.m.
Eastern.
Hello. Hi, Yami. Good to see you. If you want to join us on the panel, You can dial our one and only number. No access code needed. Just dial 727-731-3257. That is 727-731-3257. And if you are new, we'd like to welcome you on board, and we hope this will spike your heart as much as it has done me and the rest of this congregation that we have this evening. Right now, we're going to take our seventh bodybuilder love offering that we do each night. This offering goes out to building a house of worship, love center, and faith favor farm to the hurting, homeless, hopeless, helpless, brokenhearted, and hungry people by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. And it also goes out to our three ministries that we have our radio ministry, our prison ministry, and also our Yahability ministry as well. And if you want to donate, you're more than welcome to. You can do one out of the three, options that we have for you. You can go online to give.yahweh.love, that is give.yahweh.love. It is a fee-free PayPal giving fund where you can just click the word donate and donate to however much you feel a shalom with. You can also text Love Inc., L-O-V-E-I-N-C, to the number 44321. Or you can write a check out to Love Inc., send it to P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. Exodus 35:22 says here, "And the men came in together with the women, everyone willing of heart. They brought in bracelets and nose rings and ornaments, every gold article, and everyone who waved a wave offering of gold to Yahweh." Hallelujah. So, again, want to donate tonight? Three options for you. Give.yahweh.love, text Love Inc. to the number 44321, or write a check out to Love Inc., send it to P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. Let's pray for the offering. Abba Yah, we just come before you right now as we take this offering right now. Father, I pray tonight that we will wave a wave offering of what we think is gold to us. And we just give it all to you tonight, Father. Hallelujah. And let the offering barukatah tonight to your sufficiency. Hallelujah. We love you. And it's in Yeshua's name I pray tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, we got two people on the line, maybe three. I'm not sure. There's a 97% chance there might be three on with me tonight. But let's go ahead and introduce ourselves real quick. For those who are new, you can just state your name, say something positive about yourself, share three different thankful things. And also, if you're new and you want to share your testimony, let the Ruach take over and share it. Hallelujah. So, I'll start us off by saying greetings, salutations, and hallelujah to all of you. I'm Mike the Spike, your Yahjay for Yahweh, creative music master for Lev Lad, Represent Reality Radio. And I'm a minister in training as well. And I am baruched and highly favored tonight. Hallelujah. And the first thing I'm thankful for tonight is for Scribe on his wonderful, wonderful achievement. I'll let him explain a little bit on what has happened when he gets a turn. But I just want to say congratulations to you, Scribe. It's a wonderful achievement, and I honestly believe that the Pratts that your whole family are completely proud of you for this wonderful achievement. Hallelujah. So that's one. And the second thing I'm thankful for it tonight is the for the fact that there was no Nerd Night, hence the reason why we came home at a reasonable hour and helped a scribe unload his Mercedes filled with groceries. So I'm thankful for that, and also helping out a friend/father who was in need. So hallelujah. With that, I'll pass. Who is on with the spike tonight? Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. Emulators are in the house. This is Scribe, and I am a Shalayak of Love. I am a marketplace minister, and I am fortunate to be able to call Rock and Sandy my best friends. So, hallelujah. I am grateful for the help that Rock and Sand gave me throughout the course of building me to this point. Lots of patience, lots of head scratching, I'm sure. But I'm grateful for their patience, and I'm grateful for their mentorship. And I am grateful that Marissa is here, and she is getting the love and concern and ministry that she needs to become her new better best and rise to levels that she before now probably started believing was almost impossible to reach. So, hallelujah. With that, I will pass it off.
How can you get my passport? Here we go. Email, sorry. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. And congratulations to Seth. I pray that he's become a manager today. That's an amazing achieving. And I just wanted to speak that real quick as I was earlier today, before I go into my part, as I was, my Bible was open to Proverbs, and Yahweh gave me the scripture of, I wrote it on Scott's notebook, Proverbs 3:10. In your barns, well, actually, I want to speak this over the entire Over Love Ministries altogether, and as well as my father-in-law that's in the exile, I wish to say, but he's still my father-in-law, but I just pray for him too. I lift him up into the sign that you have your way with him, Yahweh, and you know what needs to be done, so he's in hospice. So anyways, this is a Proverbs 3:10. I just wanted to speak it before I go into my part. It says, and your barns shall be filled with plenty, and your wine fats shall burst with new wine. Hallelujah. So I had gone here, what day is it? Is it Monday or Tuesday? It is.
We'll go with that.
It is Tuesday. So yeah, it's 1 week now here since I've been here. So Yahweh has brought me here, and I've also been taking the Life Wave patches, and Gregory just gotten on it. He's just started the programs today as well, and we have to get him on that. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that's going to take him, and it's a good time for us to learn about it since we're in the same house, and it'll be something to look forward to that I can learn about, because there's, as I just asked, I just pray about it, because there's a lot of ins and outs there. So today I'm thankful for, anyways, I'm Marissa, and I'm thankful to be here. Thankful for that we get to go shopping today, and thankful for the overcoming that 3 hour long phone tag, whatever was up, was going on with Scott and Banks and all that. And hallelujah, that was a long stretch for him. I don't know all of it because I wasn't up there listening the whole thing, but you know, sometimes things happen, and I'd say that, yeah, quickens the things that are being held back too. And for as we move forward, and I was praying earlier about, because let me finish my thanks. I'm thankful for it today, and I'm thankful that victory for our poor Tony, if we call him Tony, that I just thankful that I don't want to say I'm thankful, because I don't want to speak death, but I'm thankful for life. So I just speak life over Tony, that I'm thankful I was able to see him today in the video, and I'm thankful that the family is that you have your hand upon it, Yahweh. And I'm thankful for 11 minutes, Susan, that I am. At first, when I was told to give all my money to the Love Ministries, I was first the rebellion part of it and all that good stuff. But now it's just understanding. I was listening to the thing earlier on the YouTube, the live thing he's talking about. And it's helping me understanding better, you know. So he always helping me figure things out with. I shouldn't say figuring things out. I should say navigating it out. And as I was thinking earlier, like with Mike. Despite as you, I can tell you, like I, that you have some stutter, different things. So I overcame that when I was a child in school. So I was meditating or praying earlier. I was praying for oracles of mouth and no more, like, so I feel how I was putting it. So it's like no more stuttering. I'll tell you more about later, but I just wanted to pray that Yahweh will help you overcome that for your mouth. That Yahweh gives you the oracles in the mouth and no more stuttering. So we thank you for your anointing, and I'm going to pass it now. And anyways, I, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and it's Yami, I'm here, and it's wonderful to be a child of the Most High Elohim, and I'm grateful for all that he provides, and I'm grateful for you guys that he put in my life so that I can grow with y'all, and I'm thankful for a nice trip to Richland Center today. And I'll pass with that.
Hallelujah. Well, I did see another person pop in, so would you like to make
hallelujah.
Yourself known there? Aha, here he is.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm grateful and thankful to get on the call tonight. I mean, Spike, Mike gave me a message to my messenger or whatnot. Something popped up on my phone, and that's a prayer that I had that sometimes I dozed off, went to sleep or something else, and I was like, I'm praying that Mike would go ahead and send me a reminder every so often and I can just click right on it. So something came to my phone, and I was thankful to see Scott Scribe made a new position in the business that he's in, that we all in. Thankful to see that. That's a Purukata that I enjoyed seeing. But anyway, I think I was looking at that and Mike the Spike sent me a message or something like that. But anyway, so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for something that's for me unheard of for a long time now, I think since 2016, for me to be on a job, a regular hired job, more than 90 days. So Yahweh had a plan. And he had a plan that I work amongst people that's other faith, as we say. So they're not as evil as many that I've worked with and worked for. So I'm thankful for that. And that they're continuously asking me, everything okay? And am I happy there? And thankful that I chose their company instead of the other companies. And so I'm thankful for that. I was able to give some of my old books to some of the staff, and they was thankful. So when you look on the needs of others more than your own, you sure meet your needs. So I'm thankful. And the new vice president, which is the owner's son, reached another birthday a past week or so. So there's a lot to be thankful for today, and even as far as not being able to vote for so many years, but being able to get out and vote and just see a need
and look to seek Yeshua's will in every aspect. Excuse me a second. As I prayed over the candidates, never really been into deep in politics and letting division come amongst because of it and worshiping it more than Yeshua. So, voted sometimes and sometimes didn't. But to me, Yeshua had a plan for me today, and he ordered my steps in his word to follow after him in his divine ordained, I'd say, principles, exercising a right to vote or, and, you know, just working and getting off and getting to the voting station at an adequate time, getting to my second job at an adequate time, you know, working at the bike shop a little bit now, which is a tremendous birukata that I know is Yeshua opening up, and we're possibly going to open up a second store. So we're looking into that and hoping and praying that Yeshua open their door that they rent it to us instead of somebody else. It's just two doors down from the one we currently at. So we can do more bike sales out of there and keep the first one as more services. So I'm thankful for that. So I had definitely a tremendously great day, and the enemy did, Hasatan, did try to come into my thought pattern and busyness towards the end of the evening, and he shut it down. Yeshua shut it down. Allowed me to come home and prepare to fix a little food for the family, even though it's late, as well as have it for tomorrow. But just be thankful to be home and be in a warm, be able to do his will and get on this call tonight instead of all the other things that the enemy tried to bring forth that was not a necessity. Thank you. Thank you for being diligent, faithful, and being available for me to get on the call. With that, I pass.
Hallelujah. Well, welcome back, Daniel Totten. I really appreciate you being back on. And all of you, too. Glad to have all of you back on with me tonight. Yamster, would you like to open us up in a word of prayer for us this evening?
Father, thank you for a day again that was spent with you. Thank you that there is opportunities every day. And as the topic, I went to an AA meeting, and the topic was about how we receive higher power. And I was able to share, and many people, many of the people there was thankful I did, because they weren't even sure there was a Yah. And I was able to share with them when I died and came back, and how I am with all confidence sure of his presence. And so, Father, thank you for that. And let it resonate in the hearts of those that heard it, and bring whatever you want to accomplish by that experience. And thank you today. That experience proved to be something beautiful and something good. If it helps one person to come to you, it's worth it. Thank you, Father, that this evening we all here are surrendering our will, and we're giving it over to Ruach so that what he wants accomplished happens. So we do agree in you taking over, Ruach, and leading us into the place Yah wants us. Amen.
The dream is fading, now I'm staring at the door. I know it's over cause my feet have hit the cold floor. Check my reflection, I ain't feeling what I see. It's no mystery. Whatever happened to a passion I could live for? What became of the flame that made me feel more? And when did I forget that I was made to love you? I was made to find you. I was made just for you. Made to adore you. I was made to love and be loved by you. You were here before me. You were waiting on me. And you said you'd keep me. Never would you leave me. I was made to love and be loved by you. The dream's alive with my eyes open wide. Like in the ring, you got me swinging for the grand prize. I feel the haters spitting vapors on my dreams, but I still believe. I'm reaching out, reaching up, reaching over. I feel a breeze cover me called Jehovah.
www.ladradio.love. That was Tobin Mack with a little bit of old school here on Love Live Rock Remnant Reality Radio back in like 2008, if I'm understanding right. It was Made to Love off of his album Portable Sounds, probably one of the best Tobin Mack albums out to date, I believe. So, to start off our Ruach Reflections, and I would like to call out Mr. Daniel Cotton real quick and ask him if he would like to read the set apart scripture step 5 that I just sent him a few seconds ago.
Hallelujah. Give me a second. I'm getting there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. technology.
His phone is working okay tonight.
Hallelujah. Yes, when are you ready, me, for the read it? Right now?
Right now, my man.
Hallelujah.
Transform sacred scriptures, step five. Set apart scripture, step five. Honesty, admission, submission, and confession. Before, during, and after we begin the honest, deep self-examination, sacred scripture, step four, of our past, present, and future, we begin submitting ourselves to love, to Yahweh, to people, and to the principles of discovery and recovery. To our amazement and shock, we actually begin to not only read the Bible, but honestly study and transparently meditate on it. We see the humane, we see the human nature of Adam and Eve, Enoch, Job, Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob, Israel, and Rachel, Joseph, Moses, Samson, David, Solomon, Jonah, Daniel, Peter, John, Paul, and many others. We identified our own failures with the failures of these even considered heroes of faith, Hebrews 11. And we're comforted by the empathy found within this connection. We saw ourselves in these real people and found a wonderfully refreshing empowerment sent by Yah's Ruach, Yah's Spirit, regarding Yah's Emet, Yah's truth, and how it was so transparently expressed. Why do we submit? Submit myself one to another in your love, even as your renewed covenant instructs me to do, so I can become all you've created me to be. We were made to love Yahweh. Yahweh is love, 1 John 4:8. And we discover this Yah image. We were created in the image of Ahaba, love. Admitting and submitting. Admission begins submission. Admitting every wrong to me, myself, and I admitting every wrong to another person. Admitting every wrong to even other persons in the body. Admitting every wrong to even other persons outside the body. And let this become my testimony, because I've passed each test. We discovered as we recovered through the awareness found in Ephesians 4 by Shaul, Paul, and just how much transformed recovery is actually within the one chapter. Both bodybuilders, BB, and set apart scripture steps, sacred scripture steps. Likewise, the wealth of wisdom. Wow. That's in the writings of Yah's wisest, wisest King Solomon, son of David, a man after Yah's own heart, showing a father-son relationship, even emulating that of Yahweh Yeshua. Okay. Failed past. Was a failure past? Is failing current? Is a failure current? Have you ever failed to listen? Have you ever failed to follow instructions? Failures. Adam and Eve couldn't follow instructions, nor got drunk. Abraham misled Pharaoh. Sarah laughed at Yah's promises, and they together were just too old to do any more with their lives, especially raising a child. Isaac and Rebekah played favorites. Jacob was a deceiver and was deceived. Joseph pridefully stirred up anger amongst his brothers. Moses was an orphan, stuttered, murdered, was prideful, arrogant, and probably needed anger management. Miriam was a gossiper. David was too young. His armor didn't fit. Had an affair, schemed to cover it up, then murdered Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, whom he coveted and stole. Solomon was too rich, gave out counsel, but couldn't receive it. Jonah ran from Yah. Amos only training was in the school of fig tree pruning. Hosea's wife was a prostitute. Samson had long hair, was disobedient, suffered codependency, missing Yah dependency. Naomi was a widow. Peter was afraid of death. Lazarus was dead. John was self-righteous. John the Baptist was a loud mouth. Martha was a worrywart. Mary may have been lazy. John Mark was rejected by Paul. Timothy had ulcers. So did Peter. Paul and lots of folks. But Yahweh doesn't hire and fire like most bosses, because he's more like our dad than a boss. He doesn't look at financial gain or loss. He's not prejudiced or partial, nor sassy and brassy, nor deaf to our cry. He's not blind to our faults. His gifts to us is free. We could do wonderful things for others and still not be wonderful ourselves. Satan says, you're not worthy. Yeshua says, so what? I am. Satan looks back and sees our mistakes. Yah looks back and sees the tree. Fifth step, prayer. Yahweh, my deep self-examination has shown me who I have been, who I am becoming like. I am created with a Yah image intent. Help me, Yahweh, to become perfect, beginning with have been honesty, eliminating all denial, confessing my fleshly past thoughts, confessing my fleshly past actions, confessing my fleshly past failures. Help me trust you enough, Abba, Father. Help me trust loving brothers and sisters enough to help me trust loving wise counsel sent by you into my life. You, Yahweh, to bring light and overwhelm darkness, to expose those dark secrets and bring them out of the skeletal closet in your marvelous light. New study notes on counsel scriptures. Yahweh. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So, open up your Hebraic Roots Bibles tonight to Luke 15, 17 through 20 tonight, ladies and gents. We're going to read that tonight. Luke 15, 17 through 20. Whenever you got it, say, I got it. I'll give you guys a minute to find it. Hallelujah.
I got it.
And
Marissa got it.
Hey, Scribe and Marissa, first two got it. Hallelujah.
Well, the third one is a little slow. Luke 17, verse 20.
Luke 15, 17 through 20.
15, 17 through 20. There we go. 17, but coming to himself. All right. I got it.
Yama's listening. Yes.
Yama's listening. All right. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plano. All right. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, my rip readers. Scribe Marissa, Daniel, are you with me?
Amen.
We're here.
All righty. Here are your assignments for you. Scribe 17, Marissa 18. Do you think you can handle that one?
She
thinks she can.
Awesome. All right. And Daniel 19. Do you think you can do that?
Verse 19. Absolutely.
All right. And I'll end it up with the big 2.0, pun intended. 20. So go on ahead, my rip readers.
But coming to himself, he said, how many servants of my father have plenty of bread, and I am perishing with famine?
Rising up, I will go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants.
And rising up, he came to his father, but he yet being far away, his father saw him and was moved with compassion, and running, he fell on his neck and kissed him. Ooh, this one, I believe we have all heard this story. I may be wrong on this one, but the story of the prodigal son, but I honestly can relate to this. Because there are some moments in my life where I'm pretty much like, hey, yeah, I honestly don't feel like I'm worthy enough to do your work. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And we pretty much all in our flesh have dealt with that, I believe, right?
Yes.
But with that being said, that's down in verse 20. This is where pretty much says here that it doesn't. If you don't feel like you're worthy, I will pretty much say, hey, you're worthy to me. This is what Yahweh is saying. You're worthy to me. You are worthy to me. So we need. And as I said, I feel like I've been down there. I've probably been down there a lot more than I should. And And sometimes it really kicks because feeling that worthlessness come upon me like that, when in all reality, in the ministry and also out of the ministry, I've been working my butt off at my other job. But my point is, if you honestly feel worthless, just go to Yah and be like, hey, I honestly do feel worthless here, Yah. Help me feel like I'm worth something. Help me feel like I'm worth something. And I can almost guarantee you guys, Yahweh will pretty much tell you, you're worth everything to me. You're worth everything to than this creation. You're worth more than anything in this world. We can't let Hasatan say, hey, you're this worthless piece of, you can finish that sentence. And pretty much say, hey, yeah, we are worth it in Yahweh's eyes. I don't need this garbage. We need to pretty much say, hey, we need to confess that. We need to submit, hey, I may be powerless in the flesh, but Yah's power is all I need. Hallelujah. So, I hope this helps. I hope it makes sense. I hope I did it correctly. So with that, I'll pass, and let's see what the rest of you have for me on as far as the scripture goes. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah, this is Scribe, and yeah, I can't correct Mike on any of his interpretation of this scripture as it applied to himself. He nailed it, and you know, what he said applies to us all. We've all been there at one point in time where if we haven't wandered from Yah, we felt like we've wandered from him. And just the struggle to get back to the point where we had the confidence to pray in a way that could be perceived as begging for him to take us back, because we were so out of joint, because we were so out of sorts with the purity of the Ruach that was in us. I know I've been there, and it is a kick in the teeth, and you wonder why you keep going back to that previous state when there was nothing attractive in it. Yeah, I mean, you look at it. Yeah, now you're in a situation where you're in severe famine. You're feeding pigs. You're eating, you know. You're wanting to eat what the pigs are eating. And you're at probably at as close to a rock bottom as anybody could get. And you go crawling back on your face to your father, hoping that he's willing to forgive you for squandering what he's earned, what he had, what wasn't supposed to be yours until his death. And not only does he forgive you, he runs to you. So you probably got this 78-year-old man in a robe and sandals at the time, possibly with a staff, running for who knows how long just to get to his son, who he thought was dead. And then the son makes his plea, "Make me as one of your hired servants, Dad. I don't deserve to be here." And Dad's like, "You know, yeah, you made some mistakes. You screwed up. I'll jibe you from it from time to time. You messed up. But you're my son, and nothing is going to stop me from loving you. Just, you know, don't do it again. Realize the worthlessness of that state of existence, the complete and total lack of value of that state of existence. And stick around. You're my son. And what's past is past. I accept you back. Let's slaughter the sheep." Now, yesterday we were talking about, you know, the shepherd that left the 99 to go look for the one. And in many ways, this is the same story. Now, it's a very, very similar parable because it was the shepherd showing compassion. Granted, we were talking yesterday about a sheep or a lamb and not a son, but the same principle applies. That shepherd, he might not have owned that lamb that he was looking for. He might have been a hired servant. He might have been somebody's employee. But he valued his master enough to go put himself at risk to not have to deal with the correction from his employer had he lost that sheep. And you know, those same warnings are there for us. They might not be in the New Testament, and I guarantee you they're not in the New Testament. They're in the Old Testament, which is why we have to define what we find in the New Testament by the Old Testament. But Yeshua didn't come right out and tell them, "Hey, look, I'm bringing this parable to you from Amos or whatever prophet, major or minor. You know, I'm just going to tell you a story about it and let you figure it out. Because I don't mind looking, but there's going to come a time when the looking is going to stop. And you want to be found before that looking is stopped. You want to be home before that looking is stopped. You want to be sewn back into my father's tent before you can't find it anymore. You are worthy to be called a son. We are worthy to be called sons and daughters only because of what Yeshua did by exemplifying obedience and sacrifice. Let's remember, Yah says he prefers obedience over sacrifice, but we are going to have to sacrifice ourselves to garner the faith, to be bold enough in our obedience to please Yah. Hallelujah. Spike?
Who's next?
Hallelujah. Now I'm not talking to mute. Hallelujah. All right. Yeshua definitely had a plan for me getting in this lesson tonight. And this was definitely some areas that I've been lately wondering. Yeshua, you've accepted others back. And I've been here. I've been working for you. And then also I strayed away and was part of the prodigal son, that one that left, squandered my wealth, and considered myself walking right, but was totally lost. And I'm not talking years ago. I'm talking recently, feeling like I'm not even worthy to be the son or heir of Yeshua, of being one of his chosen. I think it says something about called by his name, them that humble themselves and pray, those that are called by his name or something to that effect. Humble yourself and pray. Seek my presence. Turn from your wicked ways, and I shall hear from heaven and heal your land, forgive your sins, and allow the enemy to come in and say, you're not going to be forgiven. And I allowed my inconsistency to cloud my view of who Yeshua was and where he is in my life. And as it's saying here, wow, that reading that I did, it just reminded me of being in transformed meetings that we was having at the Word of Yah Worship Center for a year or so. And the reading, some felt was too long, some felt was a lot, but that wording and the way it's worded and what Yeshua is putting forth for us to hear and for me to read, it just really re-edified who Yeshua is in my life and where he's at in my life. And like I said before, being thankful, I mean, most people, yeah, spend on jobs 5 years, 10 years, 20 years or whatnot. I'm just thankful for the 90 days. I'm thankful for Yeshua opening doors. And to extent not thankful because not looking on the needs of others more than my own as much as I can without being selfish with things. And then also not putting away like the ant, being like the grasshopper, hopping around, buying this, buying this, buying this, and running around like a like I got a hole in my pocket. So Yeshua is put a, you know, another look at it, you know, squandered the wealth that he gave me. And not necessarily saying riotously on women or what, well, on my wife and kids maybe, but some of the things that he didn't call for us to do, we did. And it cost. It cost a lot. And now some things that should have been done didn't get done. And he don't hold them account. He holds them accountable, but he holds the man accountable more. So, being like the prodigal son that wasn't in the realm of Yeshua daily, before him in prayer, before him in that word, learning of him, studying sacred scriptures seriously, daily, and continuously. We're focusing more on works in the kingdom, works at a church, works in, you know, helping others, but it wasn't by faith and belief. So just so much Yeshua has given me. So I'm going to take my seat with that because there's so much that I want to say, but I don't want to be rambling. But, man, it's, this lesson came forth. And, yes, it was me, it's me, standing in need of Yeshua's forgiveness, his grace, mercy, that endures forever, his love. And last, I'm going to say that verse 19 that I read. And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as your hired servants. I'm coming back. I do plan on being on the call. I do plan on being as one of his chosen generation, but I do plan on coming back as a humble servant, looking to serve and to prepare others and lead others to Yeshua's uprightness. And I got a couple at the job that I want to witness to, so I do need to be back. So thank you for your time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who be next?
Actually, Marissa has something she would like to add.
Yeah, all righty. Bring it on, Marissa.
Hi, honey. Because Daniel was reading his scripture, I was looking in, at mine, and rising up, I will go to my Father, and I say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. So that's the good scripture for me that I was reading, because I just have been coming out of some recent sins. So that Yahweh can bring me out of the Egypt and out of the drug use recently, as well as some issues with my from being in sin, as well as my getting out of the marriage and just overcoming some areas for some aspects of my apartment and everything. I have rising up. So as I've been pondering on things with submitting and surrendering to Yahweh, so I just am in a thankful place right now. And from where I was the last, I'll say it's off and on for so many years now, but that Yahweh's getting somewhere. But Yahweh's getting me somewhere, I should say it that way. But yeah, Yahweh's getting somewhere. Hallelujah. Yahweh is always somewhere. He's always around us. And as we just keep on declaring it to the existence and into our the land around us, that we just keep those oracles going. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Yami, looks like you're last. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm just very thankful that I guess, catching up on sleeping. I'm just been very, very tired, and so I'm thankful that he's always our healer. Hallelujah. And I'll pass.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you, everyone, for sharing tonight on your Ruach reflections. We will be right back with our daily meditation and whatever prayer. After this song, done by probably one of my favorite Believers rock bands, who actually was in the area, and they're also very good friends of mine too. Haven't seen them in a while, unfortunately, but this is actually a very good reminder for those who have been down this road that all of us have been on. We pretty much need to hold on to whatever light we got left, because daylight is coming, and it's gonna be, and you're gonna be just and you're gonna feel you're gonna be much better after you've experienced this daylight that you're from Yahweh Ruach HaKodesh tonight. Hallelujah. This is Remedy Drive coming at you on Love Live Rock Remnant Reality Radio.
With me, dear, till the
Today's date is April 5th, 2022. We're reading from jftna.org/JFT. The page is called Identification. Quote tonight, someone finally knew the crazy thoughts that I had and the crazy things I've done. End of quote. Addicts often feel terminally unique. We're sure that no one used drugs like we did or had to do the things that we did to get them. Feeling that no one really understands us can keep us from recovery for many years. But once we come to the rooms of transformed recovery, we begin to lose that feeling of being the worst or the craziest. We listen as members share their experiences. We discover that others have walked the same twisted path that we've walked and still have been able to find recovery. We begin to believe that recovery is available to us too. As we progress in our own recovery, sometimes our thinking is still insane. However, we find that when we share the hard time, we may be having others identify, sharing how they have dealt with such difficulties. No matter how troubled our thinking seems, we find hope when others relate to us. Passing along the solutions they found, we begin to believe that we can survive whatever we're going through to continue on in our recovery. The gift of transformed recovery is that we learn we are not alone. We can get clean and stay clean by sharing our experience, our strengths, and even our crazy thinking with our members. When we do, we open ourselves to the solutions others have found to the challenges we face. Just for today, I am grateful that I can identify with others. Excuse me. Excuse me again. Today, I will listen as they share their experience, and I'll share mine with them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, ladies and gents, that's about it for us here on RIP 2.0. But we got the whatever prayer to rip up next. Scribe, would you like to do that tonight?
I could do that. Rejoice in Yahweh always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your humility be known to all men. Our Master is at hand. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and by petition, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known to Elohim. And the shalom of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Messiah Yeshua. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever pure, whatever lovely, whatever of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's any praise, think on these things. And what things you learned and received and heard and saw in me, practice these things. And the Elohim of Shalom will be with you. Hallelujah. And Yamen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this night of reflection that you have given us. I thank you for this day that you have baruched us with. I thank you for these people that have come on tonight. And Father, I pray tonight that whatever we're going through, whatever we're going, like I said, whatever we're going through, whatever we're, if we feel like we're unappreciated and unworthy to be your sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, tell us otherwise. Because we should know from the bottom of our hearts that it is not that it's not true, and we need to let that, we need to let that go. We need to let that part of us go and give it all to you, Father, as we worship you tonight. Hallelujah. And lastly, I pray that you will baruch us with a good night's sleep, and that joy will come once again in the morning as we seek you out once again. Hallelujah. We love you. And it's in Yeshua's name I pray tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you everyone for joining me tonight. Thank you everyone for tuning in. We got Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare coming at 8:07 a.m. Eastern, 7:07 a.m. Central. And we'll be right back with RIP 2.0 at 10:07 p.m. Eastern, 9:07 p.m. Central, right here on Love Live, Remnant Reality Radio. This has been Mike the Spike, your Yahjay for Yahweh, saying good night to you and rest in peace with Leave Your Past Behind by Andrew Lazard on Love Live, Remnant Reality Radio. Hallelujah.
Darling, don't you know I'm here? So have no fear, let me dry your tear. And son, don't you know I will go where you go? When you feel alone, I will guide you home. So open your eyes and reach for the sky. When you feel empty and broken inside, just drink from together.